And we're joined, as always, by head coach Tom Coughlin. And, Coach, a unique challenge this week. You got the Dallas Cowboys, second time this year. And pretty obvious, you got to stop that running game.
Got to stop the running game. They have an outstanding running game, which allows them to control the ball, which allows them to win time of possession, which allows them to keep the defense on the sideline. So it all works together very well.
So many things that could be taken from last week as positive, some improvement in a lot of areas. Where are you emphasizing now how to put that together and then add on the components for victory?
Well, the first thing, we're back to wanting all three phases to work together in harmony. We thought special teams and defense did their job. Offensively, of course, you're not going to win when you turn the ball over like we did. But to be in position at the four-yard line to win the game, somehow, some way, we got to step up and win the game. You know, we had a run called on the first play. They had seven or eight in the box, so we checked out of that and threw the ball. And we were living, quite frankly, we were four or five in the green zone in the league based on a lot of the things you saw, the jump ball to Larry Donnell, et cetera, but weren't able to get that done. So what we've got to do, obviously, is play better on offense. We've got to look at the circumstance that our defense went through the week before. Their pride was challenged. Mm-hmm. You know, they had a very bad football game. They focused better. They concentrated in their jog-throughs. They did everything a better way. It wasn't a real easy week for them. They had things. They had the dive option. They had the read option. They had the quarterback on the perimeter. We had, late in the week, we introduced a series of unbalanced line possibilities, and so there was even more mental gymnastics going on. But they came through it well. And, you know, we gave up 148 or 9 yards rushing, but we were there. We put ourselves in position to win the game. We did get the ball on the ground, which we talked about. We had not recovered those fumbles in Seattle, and we had to be able to do that. So now we challenge the offensive team, the same kind of thing. Your backs are to the wall. You know, your pride is on the line. We didn't rush the ball very well. We didn't give ourselves any balance at all. You know, people just put their ears back and rushed the passer. They did whatever they had to do because they weren't afraid of the run. Well, obviously now we've got to do something about that.
Coach, because of Eli's experience and everything that he's been through as a player, does it help you kind of help get that message across to everybody else because he understands what needs to be done and coaching his teammates up a little?
Well, he knows what has to be done. He's, I'm sure, going to take care of his job first and foremost. But, you know, it's a whole football team. It's a whole experience for an offensive team to be more physical up front, to do the things that we have to do in order to not turn the ball over. We had a couple of really bad ones that looked as if, you know, we had lost sight of where people were in the underneath coverage. We've got to eliminate that. But Eli, and I believe he will bounce right back like he's done so many times.
Last question, Coach. Still in the division, facing your only second time for an opponent, is that as big a factor as, you know, staying relevant within the division as it is being just better football?
Well, it's the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
It's in the division. It's at home. It's all the things that you play for. I wish it was we had more wins so that we could call it, you know, some type of a real priority for everybody. But for us, it is. It's critical that we win a game in the division, win a game at home. We've made a little bit of progress in the last couple of weeks. We really need to do something about it come Sunday night.
All right, Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes.